Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, a friend of mine sent me an email. I don't visit the Democrat kook websites much anymore, but a friend does. It's just funny. What is this site? Prisonplanet.com. It's an article here by Alex Jones. Now, I'm told, I don't know this for certain, I am told that Alex Jones is one of the leaders of the 9/11 was a government conspiracy campaign. You know, one of the leaders of the movement trying to prove that 9/11 was not what it was, that the Bush administration was behind it for whatever nefarious purpose. Let me just read this to you. Headline, Fox News spins plane accident, says it could affect election. The FBI and Homeland Security are now labeling a small aircraft hitting an apartment building in Manhattan as a probable accident. Is this a government psyop intended to invoke memories of 9/11 as the midterm elections approach? On Fox News, Your World with Neil Cavuto, Cavuto suggested during a conversation with Congressman Peter King that the event would possibly affect the upcoming midterm election by reminding Americans of the horror of 9/11. It has now been reported the pilot, one of the occupants of the plane, was Corey Lytle. The fact that the accident in... Now listen to this. The fact that the accident involves a celebrity means the networks can justifiably talk about it for another 3 weeks, and in that sense, invoking memories of 9/11, it could impact the election. Reports that Lytle's passport was found on the street, also seen as suspicious by some 9/11 truthers, because it would seemingly prop up the inconceivable notion that Mohammed Atta and other hijackers' passports survived and were discovered. However, in the case of Lytle, this could easily be explained by eyewitness reports that most of the plane debris did not enter the building and ended up on the street below. They believe it. They believe that this is a psychological ops operation designed to make you think of 9/11 to impact negatively the Democrats in the upcoming election. I have noticed also...